Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we are at such an exciting part of the book of Revelation. We have looked at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we have seen Jesus on his white horse head back to earth to judge and make war. And behind him, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ on white horses. He's going down to take care of things at the Battle of Armageddon. Now we're going to look at this battle through the eyes of Zechariah, the prophet. You know, the Bible says that out of the mouth of two witnesses is anything established. So we've looked at it out of the mouth of John, the Revelator, and now we're going to look at it out of Zechariah's eyes. Zechariah chapter 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. The Antichrist, the false prophet, the dragon, Satan. They think that they're rid of the church, and they have one more time now tried to wipe out Israel. They're trying, and they have, God is in it. They're falling into a trap. He's calling them down there to Jerusalem because he's gonna judge them. But then, verse 3, shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle? And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. All the nations have been gathered there, but the Lord goes forth to battle and sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He went up from the Mount of Olives, and he's coming back down to put his feet in Acts chapter 1, 11. And he's coming back to put his feet down on the Mount of Olives. The Antichrist will have surrounded with his armies, trying to wipe God's saints on the earth, God's separated people, the Jews, trying to wipe them out. And we know that Jesus leaves the marriage supper of the Lamb on the white horse. We're behind him with his great armies, forces, and they are headed down toward this attack where God has gathered up all the people finally at Jerusalem. And I like to tell it kind of funny like this. The false prophet, the Antichrist, they think they've won. Satan thinks he's won. And I liked it. This is just a funny little way I see it. But I see the false prophet say to the Antichrist, just when he thinks he's going to swipe his last failed blow against Jerusalem and all the Jews, then I see the false prophet saying, AC, there's something on the screen, the radar. What is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? No, AC, it wasn't an allegory. It's him. He's on a white horse, and he's got his body with him, all on white horses coming after us. And when he puts his feet down on that mountain, it cleaves in two. There's a fault there. And as he puts his feet on that mountain and cleaves it in two, then great judgments will take place on the earth. Joel chapter 3 tells us one of the things that he will judge right there in that valley. He comes and makes war. We know from Revelation that right away he judges them. He puts the Antichrist and the false prophet in the lake of fire. And we see that chapter 3 of Joel, for behold, in those days and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Shaphat is judge. J-E-H-O is Jehovah. The name of the valley is Jehovah Shall Judge. All judgment takes place at Jerusalem. And there in this valley created, I will plead with them there for my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. My land they have divided, says the Amplified. He will gather the nations, he will judge the nations, and they will be judged if they have divided his land. Also, as he comes there, there will be a judgment of the nations that Matthew 25 tells us about. I hope you have your Bibles there so that you can look at this with your own eyes. Matthew chapter 25, when he comes in his glory, we're going to see a judgment that takes place. Matthew 25, bless the Lord. I have to find it here in my own Bible. Verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now this is not when he comes for us in the rapture and meets us in the air. This is when he comes in his glory. He's come on his white horse. He has come and defeated the Antichrist. He's come in his glory, and all of his people are with him. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Now, not before him shall be gathered all Jews. Not before him shall be gathered the church. Before him shall be gathered all nations, the nations that are on the earth. There is no sign of a resurrection here. They are the nations that were down on the earth during the 7-year period when all of those judgments were falling on the earth, and Antichrist was after the Jews. Then he says, before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Now this has nothing to do with individuals. You're not going to be in a goat pile. You're already in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb. You've come with him on the white horse. This is the nations on the earth, and he will do a judgment. The sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. Then shall the king, he's king now. We know from Zechariah, we're going to go back to Zechariah, that he's king. He's king of the earth. He's recognized as king. He's always the king, but he's recognized at it. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when do we do this? And he said, verily I say unto you, verse 40, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. He considers the Jews his brethren. He says this in Micah chapter 5, 2 and 3. So the Jews on the earth during the tribulation time, when it was so hard down here, when they were in prison, when they were hungry, when they were thirsty, there will be people that will be righteous ones and that will take them in. Even nations will open their arms to them. Then he said unto them on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. And he goes on with that. And they said, when did we not do these things? And he answers them, verse 43, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these, you did it not unto me, and these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The righteous nations then, he will send them into the new millennium. There will be, hallelujah, there will be on the earth the kingdom of the Lord set up. Let's go back to Zechariah. Remember, he set his feet on the day of on the Mount of Olives. And then it says that on verse 9, we see in verse 8 that water shall go out from under Jerusalem and under the new temple. You can read Ezekiel, starting with chapter 40 on, and read about the new temple and how water shall flow out from it and flow down to the Dead Sea and make all the fish alive. Verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth in that day, and there shall be one Lord and his name one. End of verse 11, Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. He sets up the kingdom. A plague, the Lord will smite there. The people that have fought against Jerusalem, verse 12, their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes. He establishes his kingdom on earth, and in that earthly millennial kingdom, all of the sheep nations and the Jews upon the earth, they shall have restored to them, they shall recognize their Messiah. Look at Zechariah 12, and you shall see that they shall look upon him. They have looked upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. And then this godly sorrow will turn into repentance. That nation shall be completely cleansed in a day, and it shall rule from the New Jerusalem, the Mount, not the New Jerusalem. We're in the New Jerusalem in heaven, but they are on earth. And the Mount of the Lord's house shall rise up above all the mountains. And for those Jews, chapter 13 of Zechariah, there shall be a fountain opened in the house of David, to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. For sin and for cleanness they shall be washed. Longevity shall be restored to them. They'll have bodies like Adam's body. So will the nations. Longevity will be restored to them. And upon the earth, then, the nations are required every year. It says that they're going to learn from Jerusalem. Remember, this is a works judgment. These were not the born-again people. These were the people that were good to the Jews. And so they got in on a works judgment. And they're going to have to learn about God. And it says that they'll learn by going up to Jerusalem, where they shall be taught. All the knowledge comes from Jerusalem, even into their nations. Verse 16 of Zechariah 14, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, that'll be the sheep nations, which came against Jerusalem, shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. They have to go up there every year and celebrate the great feast that the Lord set up his kingdom during that time. And if they don't go up, they won't get rain. It says if Egypt doesn't go up, they won't get rain. We can know here that Egypt is evidently going to make it. We do see in the 19th chapter of Isaiah that they go through a hard time, but they eventually turn back to the God of the Jews. And in that day there shall be holiness unto the Lord. Jerusalem shall be restored. It's a wondrous time on earth. Hallelujah. And tomorrow, we're going to go back to chapter 20. So if you want to keep up in the book of Revelation, and we're going to look at some marvelous things that are in our future. Shalom, shalom. Until then.